Nations are staging special events to mark the 20th anniversary of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which came into force on November 20, 1989. It is the most widely ratified international human rights treaty. Every country in the world, with the exception of the United States and Somalia, has ratified it. In pre-convention days, most of the world thought children should be seen and not heard. Now, 20 years later, some children are making their voices heard, but most remain silent, and their human rights continue to be violated.
I want to have my rights, and I want to defend those who don't have a voice to say no.
Tracy is from Lebanon. She's 12 years old and one of 23 children chosen from 16 countries to come to Geneva to participate in workshops, debates, and other events to mark the 20th anniversary of the convention. Tracy is an active member of the Children's Council of World Vision in Lebanon and understands the problems children face in her country.
One of these problems is children's physical abuse. In schools, they hit children, in their houses, and the other is the sexual abuse.
16-year-old Frederica says children's rights in her country, Sierra Leone, are being violated. Their situation is going from bad to worse every day.
So many things are happening to us that is against the rights. And when the Convention on the Rights of the Child puts laws, most of these laws are being violated every day. So many violence, cases of child trafficking. Every day things are going bad. But we just hope that one day things get better for all the children living in Sierra Leone and also in Africa.
Kara is 17 and part of Planned Canada's Youth Action Council. It's an organization that works with children, families, and communities to improve conditions in the developing world. She says she feels a special responsibility to speak out on behalf of disadvantaged children because she comes from such a privileged country, a country that has a good education and health system and a stable government.
I feel that it is my responsibility because I have the resources to help other children around the world who don't have a voice and who don't have their rights respected to really speak up for them and try to help them in any way I can.
Kara notes many adults don't know children have rights. She feels duty-bound to inform them, as well as the children, of their rights.
Because the children need to know how to protect themselves, how to stick up for themselves and fight for what is right. And the adults need to know, it's just as important for them to know so that we gain their support. Because us alone, we are limited to do so much. But us together, if we work together to fight for child rights, then we can really have success.
If every boy and girl had a quality education, we could change the world.
You can choose to ignore the AIDS epidemic that continues to destroy the lives of countless numbers of children around the world.
I believe every child has the right to feel safe.
UNICEF Goodwill Ambassadors, supermodel Claudia Schiffer, actor Ewan McGregor, and Hollywood actress Mia Farrow have been advocating for the rights of children for years. They are trying to make life better for them. So is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay.
With the adoption of the convention by the General Assembly, two decades ago, the international community unanimously recognized for the first time in history that children, both girls and boys alike, are not simply the property of their parents or of their caregivers, but individual rights holders.
Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF, Saad Houri, calls the convention a milestone, but notes the reality does not always live up to the document's vision of a world made safe for all children. He says millions of children remain excluded from that dream.
Despite remarkable economic growth in scores of countries over the last 20 years, shocking disparities are also growing, with the poorest children left further behind.
Much remains to be done to ensure children's rights are being respected. Nevertheless, young people all over the world clutch onto their dreams and believe they can turn them into reality.
children have a voice and they have a lot to tell you and they have a lot to say to defend themselves.
We really need to spread the word about child rights. So many adults and children, they don't know that we do have rights.
My dream is to become the first female president of my country, Sierra Leone. You know, one of my mentors is the first female African president, who is Ellen Johnson of Liberia.
The convention has succeeded in raising awareness of children's rights worldwide. Despite this, one of the largest and most influential countries in the world has not ratified the Convention on the Rights of the Child. The United States has not approved the convention because it fears government interference in family life and the possible loss of its sovereign rights. Also, many of the countries that have ratified the convention have not taken any measures to implement the laws. Suppression of children's rights and the abuse of children remain major worldwide problems. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.